There it is.
Oh my goodness! It's January 6th, 2016. Welcome to this wonderful
Wine Wednesday Fun Extravaganza.
We're almost done with this year. That's my sidekick. That's Kitty Wagner.
Did you buy my Christmas present yet for next year?
She's a hoot. I have your birthday gifts.
You do?
Yeah.
I'm so excited.
It's her birthday in a few weeks, everybody. I bet there will be a bash at the Blue Star.
How did you remember that?
Because it's my job. What can people expect for some live entertainment this weekend there at the Blue Star? We know what kind of delicious soup it's going to be.
We've got Rebecca McElvain on Saturday. She's got that smoky,
so
sexy
talented
voice. She's amazing. Friday night, I'm not sure. I've got my reach out to three different people. Check the Facebook or website because I've got three people who are amazing in three different directions.
Oh,
because we've been doing a lot of jazz, piano jazz and stuff like that. And it occurred to me that what would be more fun than trying to get maybe somebody with a steel slide guitar in there and do a little blues.
Yeah.
And mix it up a little bit.
As you should.
And then tonight I have Don Bestor, who is he's the president of the Treasure Coast Jazz and Blues Society. And he's an he's an incredible piano player. One of the nicest guys I've ever met. He can play anything, and he's a bunch of fun. He's got a huge sense of humor.
And of course, folks, if you're listening and you maybe have a big birthday celebration you want.
Thursday we got Mike T and Nalia Blue.
Oh, do you?
Yeah.
Love them.
They are awesome.
So, like, let's say, for example.
Por ejemplo.
You're similar to our executive producer of the show, and she has an impromptu birthday extravaganza of 30 plus people, and you don't want to entertain at your home.
And she just texted
me
this afternoon, and I walked in to record this show, and she said, "Can you do it?" And I went, "Yeah, sure.
Done.
Okay, done."
So that's how simple
Shazam,
it is.
Bam.
Engagement parties, birthday galores, you name it.
Baby celebrations. We don't care.
Think of the Blue Star because she has lots of space. The food is delicious. The drinks are great. It's just easy.
And the servers are amazing.
The servers are top notch. We celebrated our Pac-Mail Beachside holiday party there. Nothing could compare to what we got. And the best part is there's no cleanup for you at the end. That's just sort of the bonus.
You come have a great time and then go home with memories.
Love it.
We got
it. And lots of pictures. Did you know on this day, January 6th in 1967, that Jackie Robinson retired, our first African-American baseball player actually retired this day. He had, of course, played
two weeks before my birthday.
He sure did.
Wow.
Shut her down.
Oh, yeah.
Done. Our lucky number 42, he played a long time for the Brooklyn Dodgers and then, of course, had been traded in to the New York Giants. He was 38 when he retired.
Oh, God.
And we always do the Jackie Robinson Day here April 15th in Indian River County at historic Dodger Town.
He was 38 when he retired?
He sure was.
Dang, I am 20 years late. I'll probably be 30 years late.
20 blinks
It's going to be a while before I retire.
Saying. You know what else happened this day on January 6th? This
I
was
have
sort
no
of
idea.
A momentous day in past. In 1919, our President Theodore Roosevelt passed away this day.
He did?
Yeah. Teddy Roosevelt was one of my favorite presidents.
He is one of my all-time favorite presidents.
He died in his home in Long Island, New York. He had took over office at age 43 after President McKinley was assassinated. He was the youngest president ever to take on the office of President of the United States.
So that's interesting. I did not realize he was the youngest because I thought that John Kennedy was because he was 44 when he was sworn in.
And, well, he was the youngest to ever
But that's pass. Just, I mean, honestly, that's kind of cray-cray because, seriously,
we all need
when
our
you think about
for the rightful
when
thing.
I was 43 or 44, could I have run the country?
Run the country?
Maybe not so much.
Well, it
I mean, I can run a restaurant.
It certainly would have been a different kind of country.
I can run my life in a restaurant, but not the entire country. Like, that's a lot.
That's
a really young age.
You know what always is crazy to me is when you see the presidents throughout their, even just their four-year terms, not to mention those that get reelected.
Oh, yeah.
How their hair goes from, like, regular to
it goes
all
to
gray,
gray immediately.
Yeah, it must be stressful.
I think it's bad water.
I think that they're not drinking enough wine.
I think they got bad water at the White House.
That's bad water. Summed it up,
folks. In the water.
Summed it up. in addition to some of the great sponsors that we have that we've already mentioned, of course, Foxy Nails, I'd like to thank them for involving me and their New Year's, their Vietnamese New Year celebration.
That had to be great.
That was really great.
I bet the food was amazing.
Food was amazing.
I love Vietnamese food.
The music was fun. Nice. The energy was fun. They're a great
Foxy
group
Nails?
Of people. It was at their home.
Oh, cool.
And I got to learn how to properly grow my own fruit trees because they obviously have a green thumb that I lack in.
Are you lacking? I know that you bought a bunch of fruit trees.
My husband's actually taken over that department.
Since you bought your house over the last 2 years.
He's doing very well.
Put them in.
He's doing very well. But they mm-hmm. had tips that we didn't know that is native
Good.
To their culture.
Well, and that's very important.
But aside from that, they're just really wonderful people that work really hard and support their families, both here in the United States and in their home country. It's just very touching.
Well,
and
not that they're Vietnamese in Vero.
Right.
It's that they're Vero people in Vero. I mean,
well said.
All of us came from somewhere else to move into Vero,
except for
Charlotte Tripson and her family.
She's been here forever.
And the Schlitz, mm-hmm. who I love all of them. And there are natives, but I don't know if it's the majority, but a lot of people that I meet are from somewhere else. And so are the Vietnamese. So
Absolutely.
We are all people from Vero, and it's great because we love our community.
And they are really, really wonderful. 7 days a week, manicure, pedicure, waxing, blowouts, you name it. They're just great. So if you can, show them a little love right next to the Hallmark and the Fresh Market Plaza.
When you said blowout, I don't know why.
It's with your hair.
No, I know. I had this vision of a hair dryer on full blast and this hair just going...
I love the little poodle dogs that
and then,
do that.
You know, the end up
sort of my fun time
was kind of the Dallas hairstyle. I'm not quite sure.
So we go above and beyond to make ourselves look good, right? At the Hair Studio Vero, located on US 1 and Oslo.
It's an ongoing attempt in my case.
It is. It's a process, you know.
Yeah.
But in fact, there was a great segment on Kate Winslet for CBS Sunday Morning, where she is like the face of Lancome, and she refused to allow them to do any airbrushing. She says, "I have crow's feet. Let it be."
Yeah, because she's
But my
beautiful.
Crow's feet are contained thanks to this product. And I just really loved that sort of, I'm human. I'm a little bit more full figure. I'm not pencil thin. Don't airbrush me. And there's something to be said for that. In fact, on the Hair Studio Vero's Facebook page, they shared that, and I thought it was really touching because a little color isn't so bad, right? Like a little hair color.
Right.
That's maintenance. That's fun. And it sort of just enhances who we already
are.
And
a nice cut.
And a nice cut.
Nothing artificial about a cut.
Right.
A cut's a cut.
Right.
But get a nice cut and it can really, really set you out.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Or frame your face.
Exactly.
Same thing with men. Get a nice hot shave. Get a nice cut. Guys like with long hair that go to short hair. It's like,
buff
what?
Your nails.
You saw like when Jake Owen did his transformation. It was like night and day. Like,
dude,
love
it's the weirdest thing. Every time I turn around, I see Jake. He did the golf tournament.
I know, right? In your backyard.
Yeah.
Hello.
Which was cool. And then we were out on the boat about a week later. And there he goes by on another boat. And, you know, I've met Jake, you know, and so we're all waving. And I was like, dang, every time I turn around, he looks good. His haircut looks great.
It looks really great.
And he's such a nice guy.
So the hair makes a big difference. The Hair Studio Vero, right here. Walk-ins welcome, appointments encouraged, and she'll even do weekends and evenings. You just got to call and schedule your appointment. Melissa's really great, family woman, business woman, but she knows color, she knows cuts, she knows hair.
And I got to tell you, this is a thought for all the guys out there. If you know, if you're a guy out there and you're like, you know, okay, I want to look my best
right.
for the ladies.
Got a lady in mind.
Got a lady in mind or looking for a special lady, don't have one.
Yeah.
By all means, do what women do. Go to a female hairstylist and let her tell you how to make you look attractive.
Good advice, Kitty.
Attractive or really rakish or movie star, whatever. Because she'll know. Because she's looking at you going, oh, he looks
this
good.
This is what he needs.
He looks really good.
Yeah.
But if his hair were just a little bit longer in the front or If you just cut it a little bit more, it would be so amazing.
Such valid advice.
Trust a woman.
Now, of course, our very own lifestyle concierge, Vera, where she's sort of that extra set of hands. I mean, you have
she's
guests coming in from out of town. Perhaps you want to entertain them and set up a bunch of trips. Maybe you do that part or you have her do that part, but then there's still responsibilities at home. And she can find you the right people for the right fits, whether
maybe
it be
you need
drivers,
to rent
cooks.
Some kayaks or cots to sleep on for the kids.
All sorts of things.
A stroller or whatever you need. She knows exactly who to call.
She really does. And even she loves and is proud to be now going to the hair studio Vero Beach. But you know what I thought was kind of interesting?
Do tell.
Was that it was back in 1992 on this day, on January 6th, that the Food and Drug Administration urged doctors to stop using silicone gel breast implants until they can be thoroughly evaluated for their safety risks.
When was that?
January 6th of 1992.
Oh, I thought you said 72. I was like, well, no.
1992.
So what are those things made out of these days?
I don't know. We might have to find a new sponsor to tell us all about it.
Find someone to
and the right
bring
way to do
to
it.
Date.
But it certainly makes a lot of sense. I mean,
Alan
remember,
Durkin, are you listening?
Right, are you listening, sir? Shout out. But it certainly makes a lot of sense that they brought the call to action. Remember when it was in all the headlines there for that?
I do, because
that bit in the early 90s?
They apparently, the silicone ones, 99% were fine, but then there was like 1% and they just, you know, they would leak and seep and bleed and no one was quite sure what it was doing. But I think that the problem ended up being an immune system problem. I can't remember.
Well, they did further research, and obviously breast enhancements are still a thing that are happening.
They will always be
there's
big.
The mommy makeovers. I mean, goodness, I know moms that have breastfed for 2+ years, 4 years. They're like little people there sometimes. I'm like, hello.
Well, that's because it burns so many calories.
That's just brilliant. Good job to you ladies.
You know, it's funny because it was like, well, okay, what you should do in the 70s, it was, well, okay, get the kid off the tit and get him into the real world. And then everyone realized and the 2000s, it's like, no, that burns a lot of calories. Like,
this is
seriously,
brilliant.
This is great.
All right.
And my wife has a really nice big,
It's a win-win all the way around.
All the way around.
It's also National Technology Day.
Okay, what? Moving right along to another topic.
Well, if you're going to do a breast augmentation, there's a lot of technology involved with that these days.
You know, I just don't care. Technology.
It's National Technology Day. Let's embrace it, Kitty.
I roll in it every day, every second that I pick up my phone, but I'm like, what? Can we talk about food or some wine or something else?
You know who has great technology? White Glove, moving, storage, and delivery.
And my dentist.
We know where every truck is at all times. We know exactly how much equipment it takes to be able to make your move feasible. I mean, it's just one of those things where if you are preparing, you've come down to visit, you've fallen in love with Vero Beach, or you have friends or family who are thinking about relocating, please consider throwing out the White Glove name so that we can help them. Free estimates, local, long distance, international moves. We can make it happen. But just know that not only are you given the expertise, but there's also a certain level of technology that comes with hiring a professional mover. It's all on an iPod. It's all systemized. Pictures are taken and uploaded.
When I moved to Vero 22 years ago.
Like yesterday.
Well, it seems like yesterday. Aww. I don't feel any older.
And you don't look it either, sister.
There you go. Yay. But when I moved here, you know, I hired a van line and they came and picked up my stuff in Columbus, Ohio on the day that they said.
Good.
And then I was like, okay, I'm going to be down there in 3 weeks. And can you drop it off at the house, you know, at some point in time around the day that I arrive? And they were like, oh, no, we just load up the truck. And when we get there, we get there. So my stuff ended up being delivered to the house I had rented a week early.
That happened.
Yeah. And the only bad thing about that was my boss had just moved down here and he let the guy in. The guy called him in the middle of the night and he let the guy in and they unloaded all of my stuff because you couldn't track because there wasn't technology, going back to your point. And they unloaded all of my furniture and everything. And when I came down a week later, the house had been broken into and half my stuff was stolen.
Sad face.
Because everybody saw the moving truck at 3 a.m. and you couldn't track and you couldn't plan and you didn't know. And so, yes, I embrace the fact that I can send you a letter. And if I if I put tracking on it, I actually know within seconds of where it is, let alone my furniture. When I moved to Canada through pack mail,
mm-hmm.
with
international shipping experts,
it was great. We knew down to a 10-minute time frame, and we were on an island when we needed to take the pontoon boat over to pick up my furniture and bring it.
Isn't that something? Our kitty's been everywhere.
Ever.
You're listening to the Vero Insiders, where we talk about where to go, what to try, and how to give back. Visit us at veroinsiders.com, but there's more in store. Where to go?
White glove moving in storage. Dependability movers. White glove moving in storage. We keep Florida moving. We keep Florida moving.
At White Glove, we are proud to offer superior service, expertise, and dedication with each move we perform. A-plus rated with Angie's List and the BBB, White Glove offers moving and packing professionals beyond reasonable rates and free estimates. We can do as much or as little as you need, whether it's across the street or across the country. Visit whitegloveusa.com for more info and video testimonials. White Glove Moving, providing peace of mind every time.
866-GLOVE-10.
Hi, this is Matt Resch from Premier Landscape Solutions. At Premier, we do so much more than service your lawn. We provide professional service with communication with our clientele. This allows us to deliver you a lawn that will make you proud. Commercial or residential, Premier offers both semi and annual contracts. Please call us today for a free quote, 633-8598. For a pristine lawn, call Premier Landscape Solutions, 633-8598.
The Hometown News invites you to enjoy their publication, Forever Young, covering the active lifestyles of the Florida boomers, packed full of local news and useful information important to the active and affluent 50-plus crowd. Look for Forever Young at hundreds of locations throughout the county or call your local Hometown News office and join over 120,000 of your friends and neighbors who've signed up for their own free subscription to Hometown News and ask for home delivery for Forever Young.
When you pay too much for your stuff, you get frustrated. When you get frustrated, you eat junk food and watch reality TV. When you eat junk food and watch reality TV, your clothes don't fit and your friends stop calling. When your clothes don't fit and your friends stop calling, you get depressed, adopt 27 cats, and paint your house plaid. When you adopt 27 cats and paint your house plaid, your neighbors report you to the authorities. Don't get in trouble with the authorities. Shop at the Habitat Home Center Restore, where you can get all sorts of stuff for great prices. You can also donate your stuff, and we'll pick it up for free and give you tax credit documents. So you can shop, donate, or volunteer at the friendly, bargain-filled Indian River Habitat Home Center Restore, located on US 1 North in Vero Beach, just past 45th Street East Side. Phone us at 772-257-0222. 772-257-0222. Habitat Home Center Restore is a not-for-profit.
Oh, happy Wine Wednesday, the first Wednesday of January of 2016, where we are celebrating
Wednesday
all sorts
ever.
Of things. It is. You're listening to the Vero Insider. You're so smart, and we adore you.
We
I'm
too.
Anna Valencia-Tillery. Aside from running this show, I happen to be the marketing and advertising gal for White Glove Moving and Storage, as well as Pac Mail Beachside Shipping. And
a job you do so well.
Love it.
Yeah.
Love my teams. And I have a sidekick here. She's been with me. This is our fifth year of our show, by the
is
way.
It?
Yep.
I'm so excited.
Sure is. Oh, my goodness. And we don't look a day over 21. Kitty Wagner. She's the chef and owner and creative mind behind Blue Star, which is right downtown in the heart of the Garden District.
The heart of the Garden District. Right across from Poconos Park.
That's right.
Yep.
I was sad when they changed the horse. Remember when he was anatomically correct and now he isn't?
I know.
Well, remember that?
You know what was funny was the debate on that went on forever.
Oh, for sure.
And a lot of people were like, it's a horse. Like, seriously, just leave it alone. Mm. And
but then they got spayed and neutered.
I don't think that, you know what the thing is? I've been told by people that used to be in charge of the planning department and city lore is that the city had nothing to do with it. It was actually an act of vandalism.
Really?
Yes.
Someone was jealous.
Somebody castrated that horse and it wasn't nice.
Well, I have to admit, it was certainly a topic of many conversations of mine when I first moved to Vero.
You know what the coolest thing about the park across the street from me, Pocahontas Park, and the Heritage Center and the Vero Beach Community Center?
It's a wonderful park.
Where the playground is now, it used to be they didn't have this extensive playground. And they had this plane there that was a fighter jet from World War II.
Ooh.
Yeah. And what was really cool was they had this fighter jet and they put it in the park and they basically kind of filled the wings with concrete and stuff so the kids could climb all over it. But there was still a little bit of space in the cockpit and the instrument panel. And then they found out in the late 1990s or early 2000 that almost all of these planes, it was one of maybe a very limited amount of planes still existing of that type.
Sure.
And the Smithsonian came in and they started using small little handheld jackhammers and they got the concrete out and it was in perfect condition. Nobody had ever decommissioned the plane. They hadn't pulled the wiring. They hadn't pulled the gas tank. They hadn't pulled the battery. And it was fully functional. And it's at our Smithsonian Museum in Washington, D.C. today.
Wow.
Because it's the only perfectly preserved plane that they had available to put in the museum. Isn't
that
cool?
Those fun history facts. Isn't that great?
I actually remember when I moved to Vero, I have seen the plane. I never walked up to it because I just thought, well, it'll be there forever like
sure.
we all do. And then one day it was gone, and then this nice park was there, and I happened to be living and dating the guy who was working in the planning department who became the planning director, and he and the city guys who were involved in this said, oh, yeah, actually, they came in, and they said that in all of America, that is one of the most rare planes ever. And they were
right here
giggling and curling their toes that they found it right here.
Well, and now, of course, with the opening of Elite.
And it was right next to the horse. So someday the horse might be super valuable, too.
Oh, there's something to be
said with that. I don't think it's a Remington, but it might be a Kitsch Americana 101.
I would totally have him in my backyard any day.
Me, too.
The Pocahontas horse. So the quote of the day, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to start some new trends. So we're always going to give you some fun facts of this day in history. We're going to give you, it's the national day of, and we're going to give you a quote of the day. We're going to make this our promise.
I love it.
For our 1 hour time with you on your drive home. The quote of the day, and this is a really great way to start off the new year, because let's face it, we all have this in our past, right?
I love quotes of the day.
Forgiveness is a funny thing. It warms the heart and cools the sting.
Yes, it does.
And of course, as we exit out of
2015,
and oh, that would be great to know who said it, Kitty, but don't you worry about those details.
Sorry.
That's me saying Kitty with a frowny face.
Day.
I'm writing Kitty with a frowny face.
I think I just got fired, but she'll forget by next week.
I'm going to forgive her because it warms the heart
and cools
the sting. You know, it's really great, though, exiting 2015, launching 2015.
It truly is.
We have fabulous sponsors. Again, visit them at theveroinsider.com. You can live link to all of them. You can download the app for Sand Ridge and set up your tee time.
Go golfing.
You can visit the Blue Star this weekend for some great music and some great
soup. Eat great food.
Right? Pack mail. We can help you with all of your shipping needs as well as take all your old phones
Ship
and chocolates.
Your stuff.
White Glove Moving will help move you. Anywhere.
I love that.
I know,
and
right?
And also, a lot of people don't know this, but they move pianos like nobody's business.
That's right. And onesie-twosie things too big from the store will help you get it home.
Yeah. Let the guys throw their back out.
And they're handsome.
That stuff.
The Hair Studio Vero, of course. Foxy Nails and
Foxy.
Lifestyle Concierge. We are really happy to be celebrating 2016 with you. We're just getting started. Woo-hoo! Have a wonderful one Wednesday. We'll see you at the Blue Star. Cheers.